Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Look at our guy walks in, all steelered up. He's got his black Steelers jersey on. He's wearing. You dress like they let you work like this today?
Today they
got no choice.
Yeah, they
right?
got no choice today. Yigs or Nations in the house.
So you got the Dolphins tonight. You and Dell are going to watch the game together. Drink Coors Lights and arm wrestle. Okay, that's going to be fun.
John, sounds like a plan to me.
John Chill is here from Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We are live at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Last night was awesome here, dude. I mean, Sundays here for the NFL is fantastic.
Yes. And the Cowboys help out, too.
Yeah, they because the Cowboys
yeah,
blow.
They, yeah, they stink.
They suck. Yeah, that's right, AJ. Yeah. Congratulations on being out of the playoffs. Your team blows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
While the Texans continue
JJ
to soar.
Don't worry, the Texans will disappoint y'all.
Don't worry.
No, don't worry about it. They never disappoint us.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
You know what? Oh, this from the guy who hasn't won a thing since 1995.
That's fine. It still happened, though.
Okay.
Still happened regardless.
Okay.
Still
yeah,
happened.
It happened in 95 before the Texans even existed.
Still happened.
Yeah. Since the Texans have existed, the Texans have been dominating.
Multiple division banners since then.
Yeah.
To me, the Texans look like the old Steelers. Great defense. Closer? We good?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I think the Texans, they remind me of the old Steelers. Great defense. They're scoring. I mean, they're coming around now. So they've been hot.
Yeah.
It is kind of like Steelers, where the Steelers' offense was never – it depends on which Steeler year. But the old school, they had two good receivers.
Well, if you're talking about Neil O'Donnell Steelers,
but not
the –
Franco
Harris.
Even early Ben years. Remember Ben?
Ben was a handoff merchant. And they won Super Bowl that year.
Yeah,
but I don't – was that defense as good as this one?
No, but it was really good. That's the point, is you relied heavily on defense.
Yeah. James Harrison is still mean and ugly. I've seen interviews with him lately. He's still an ugly
person.
He's
like calling for Tomlin to be gone.
Yeah, he did. He and Ben both did. So, anyway, it was wonderful. And it's going to be great again tonight.
Yeah,
come on up.
Yeah.
Come on up. Well, I've been telling everybody how good it is, to come – even if you just come for the day from Houston, you don't want to a day trip, but you can come and get a room here for a night or two, whatever the case may be. But this holiday season, either get away from the family or bring the family.
Yes, you get away. I mean, everything's going on now. You got college playoffs are starting this week. You got the NFL playoffs are coming along. College basketball, hockey's heating up a little bit too as well. So you got everything you need right here in Sportsbook to bet. Right
and it's no better place to be when the college games are going on, the pro games are going on, because you just run right to the window right there. Boom. Yeah. Make your bet. Then watch the game. Everybody in here. You know, it doesn't matter what play it is. Either somebody's really happy or really sad.
Yes, every play.
Every play. Oh, what are you doing?
Right.
So it's just so much fun. So much fun to watch. Anything surprise you about yesterday?
The comebacks. Speaking of the Bills. I mean, live bets would have been huge last night if you had the Chargers and the Bills. I mean, I would imagine you're over 10-1 odds, Buffalo at halftime and all that. So another reason to come down is take advantage of those live bets.
Yeah.
You know, those live things. If you think a team's coming back, you can get some decent odds on there. But, yeah, those are the big surprises. The favorites covered more than I thought, you know, with those big lines.
And, that hurt you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. We were rooting for some of the dogs there. And, you know, we lost by a half on the Tennessee, which would have helped us out a lot if Tennessee would have came back there and covered. But, yeah, a lot of the big favorites covered.
Yeah,
and
the Jets we got killed. The
Titans.
Titans got killed. And whenever the really crappy teams lose it, I'm sure the Cardinals killed you.
Yes. That was the other game. So, you know, again, to the end of the season, as far as a betting perspective, what teams have given up, you know, like they're just – you know, cashing it in and the season's over. So, you know, those are stuff to look at, you know, as we get towards the end of the season.
Just let Tillman know I hate when he loses like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Yeah, let him know that I'm about, you know, the book winning. I'm a man of the people, but Tillman is Tillman. The Fertittas are people too.
Yeah, yes, Tillman's fine. Yeah. I think Tillman's doing okay.
He's going to be okay.
His restaurants
I'm sure.
Fill up.
I'm sure he's going to be okay, but I just worry.
You're always worried about Tillman's money.
Uh-huh.
You should be worried about Jim Crane's money.
Apparently, no.
Sold off all his minor league teams. You see
Jim
that?
Crane is...
I don't know that that matters. I don't even know what that... Like, Jim Crane, did you see the Astros had a big...
fire sale of their...
Well, no, they just sold to... It's called, like, Diamond. There's a name for it. They now own, like, 48 of 120 minor league teams. The Astros sold 3 minor league teams to somebody else. They're still the Astros players.
Yeah.
But somebody else runs everything. Yeah.
Wow. If somebody thinks that the minor league baseball is a good business plan, let them have it.
Sweet.
Because
Jesus.
Minor league baseball is not a great business plan. I don't know what they're thinking. And but it's the same with college athletics. What are these investment companies thinking? You're going to make millions of dollars on college athletics. It's a loser. It's a big loser with NIL now. I mean, Ohio State lost $27 million last year, winning the national championship.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You think this is a good business plan?
I saw LSU might have signed with Nike.
Did they?
Yeah, I saw that last week. So there's a big deal going on there trying to get some recruits, and Nike's getting involved with LSU.
Well, you're going to put the Jordan brand down there, and the kids love that. Kids go to schools for the Jordan brand.
Yeah.
No, that's serious. That's the truth. They absolutely do. Yep. So, hey, listen. I just wanted to did you do okay yesterday?
I did all right.
You hit? Yeah.
I hit a little three teamer, some live bets. I actually had the Chargers when they were down. Was it I think 13-3 at the half? So
that was reasonable right. Though. That's not an explosive Chiefs team.
So. Yeah.
No. Last weekend, different story. This weekend, I made a little bit of a comeback, and UFC hurt me a little bit Saturday, even though it was just I didn't play too bad. But the fight night, we got one coming in Houston. I believe in February.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the end of February. So I'll be down there for that. And, it was a good week. Steelers, hopefully you end the week with the Steelers this week. And we'll see. I mean, Tomlin's record, I think 12 degrees. I was texting my buddy before I came in. I think winds are about 8-10 miles an hour. So for me, cold games, as long as the weather's there, the wind's the bigger factor.
Yeah.
But being under 10 degrees. So.
I mean, Josh Allen, it doesn't seem like – That looked like they were coming. It was coming in sideways. It just doesn't matter to him.
No, I mean he might as well give him the MVP.
Holy crap!
I mean, it's. I kind of liking the Bills this year. I think they're getting hot. It'll be interesting. Texans, Bills, I think are the AFC. You know,
I think they're the best stories right. Yeah. Well, Denver's a pretty good story right
now.
Denver's a pretty good story right now.
I know. I don't know why I'm disrespecting Denver because all they're doing is winning every game.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't know why I'm sitting there. You know, they've got Rush. They've got. A great lockdown corner. It's just for some reason there's something there, and they got a great coach who's been there before.
Right. Yep.
I don't know what it is, but it's like that with every AFC team. I can't. There's not one AFC team that that you really fear. Like Buffalo's got their defensive issues. Texans don't have a very good offense, and frankly have an impossible time converting. They turn sevens into threes. The Broncos. I don't know. Maybe it's Bo Nix. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is. But Chargers don't have.
No.
You know, actually, to be honest with you, I think probably the Broncos have the fewest holes. If you want to look at the AFC,
yep.
they probably have the fewest holes. I refuse to say the Jacksonville Jaguars. Until Trevor Lawrence does it, I'm just not going
to
buy in.
No, I agree with you. And going back to Denver, they are the most complete. I think Denver's offense can play both a slow game, can play the fast, you know, throw it around, and their defense is solid.
And I think a lot of that points back to, you know, Sean Payton being the head coach.
Exactly.
Yep. I mean, D'Amico and Liam Cohen and, you know, Sean, what's his name? Sean with the Bills. The Irishman.
Yeah.
Not McGrady.
McDuffie.
I got McDermott.
Sean McDermott. Thank you. The Irishman. Yeah. There's only one Irishman here. So McDermott's been there. He's been a knockdown drag.
Yeah, but
he knows what it's like, but his defense.
He doesn't get past it ever.
No.
He never gets past the knockdown drag.
He can't get passes out.
Yeah, but he's all – okay. But,
listen, this would be the Josh Allen year.
But if you would just
really
depend on Josh Allen the way they depend on Josh Allen, their defense isn't very good.
No.
He doesn't have the weapons.
No,
at some point, they're not good enough.
Yeah, but you can say this about every single team. Like in the AFC, it's if there's going to be a year that he wins, even with the bad defense, it'll be when the foes that he – it's really Pat Mahomes. They've got Mahomes out of the way because, actually, Lamar Jackson has a hard time against Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah.
That was their kryptonite. And so, you know, it's that's what makes it exciting for the Texans is it's an easier path than anticipated, honestly.
Yeah. It's much easier than we ever thought it would be this year.
Don't goof around and screw up against the Raiders. Just don't do that. The Raiders aren't beating anybody. Don't screw this up. Just come out and do the same thing.
I think they're so focused.
Pop
I don't
17.
See that.
I don't think so either. Pop
I thought
a quick
last,
17.
I thought this yesterday was the problem, and it wasn't. I thought, because you had those three tough games coming off of those to a lesser opponent. There was an easy chance. This team doesn't let up.
No.
This team has got a defensive lot of meanness about them that they ain't gonna ease up against anybody. John Chill, we appreciate you, man,
right,
as always. Thanks for hanging with us. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservation and get here this holiday season. But first, get to Taquerias Arandas.
Oh, I told you after we go to Republic, I'm probably going to roll by Taquerias Arandas. And first thing I'm going to do is it's going to be a lunch. I'll get my taquitos. I'm a sucker for them. I get them all the time. The raw chopped onions, the cilantro, the lime. Corn tortillas, al pastor is what I like to go with. You get five of them in the order. There's a lot to choose from. The tortas, which are the sandwiches, are awesome. I mean, really, really great. Now, they have authentic Mexican favorites, and the torta is an authentic sandwich for sure. But you've got all your authentic favorites, and it's an authentic Mexican restaurant with great prices. And they've got you covered whether it's lunch, breakfast, or dinner. They will do catering, too. So if you have holiday parties, they can do the catering for you, get you set up with fajitas, and you're set to go. But, you know, just know this, that Taqueria Arandas wants to make sure that you enjoy the holiday season. And that's why their Arandas bakeries have a ton of different types of tamales for you. Because tamales and the holidays go great. It's a Texas tradition. We love it here in Texas. We do it, and you let them do the hard work, put it all together, and you just do the easy. Heat it up and eat. That's all you got to do. Or buy them warm and take them right to the party. That's the best way to do it. You can get yours ordered at the Arandas Bakery. Taquerias Arandas for the Arandas Bakery. Locations all over the city of Houston. Go to taqueriasarandas.com to find a location nearest you.
ESPN 97.5. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's funny. AJ agrees with me how bad the Cowboys are now.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Texans still haven't done anything relevant. Sorry, Houston fans, but yeah, it's true. It's smoke.
All right. Listen, you're in Houston now. I don't know if you heard. Okay.
He's always been
the Cowboys suck, and nobody likes them here now.
That's
fine. Everybody's turned to the Texans.
Lance, would you say that's true?
Yes, no. It's absolutely true.
No.
Well, nobody...
Cowboy fans just won't give it up. I mean, they just need to give it up. This is what it's going to look like.
Give up what?
Give up.
Give up their fandom?
They're eliminated. We know.
But look, you had, like, last week was your big chance. And last week was your big chance, and you blew it.
I knew that.
You were trying to stay alive.
And last night you can't even stay alive against Minnesota. Against Minnesota.
Yeah, Matt Eberflus. End of discussion. That's the problem.
The flus.
Yes. Garbage. But anyways, let's keep talking about the rest of the rundown. Texans won. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk. And let's hear some sound from our team. All right. Here's Big Philly. How about Big Philly? Let's hear from Big Philly. Because, you know, a lot of people may thought, you know, Lance, you're not far off on the Big Philly thing. You're really, really not very far off on your Big Philly. Here is when
it's not.
It's not. And did you see the when he was celebrating on the field with the touchdown? Yeah.
Dad, he threw a wide open underneath drag route to I mean, I was cheering for him the whole time. I'm like, this is great.
Well, did you see
that? Philip Rivers at 44 can pull this off?
Every pass was a shot put.
Oh, yeah.
But did you see his high school kids were watching, and when he threw the touchdown pass, they were all celebrating.
Yeah.
They were all celebrating. Actually, he talked about that. He said, here is what does this mean, and what do you take away from this game? And here's Big Philly.
I think maybe it will – I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, to not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, my crap, coach one's here. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt, and it's real. And the guarantee safe though is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is we'll see what happens. I hope that in that sense that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, young people that would be boys. But
yeah, I mean, just go out there and see what happens. Let's go.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You look at, I threw a touchdown pass. That was great. I mean, I had them whooped. I engineered a 31-yard drive to get a field goal. And we ran the ball four times in a two-minute drill. I thought that was an interesting play call. He just kept calling for runs. Like, Philly, we're playing for a 60-yarder.
Dadgummit.
That sucker kicked a dadgum 60-yard field goal. And I was like, I drove us all the way down 22 yards. Well, five carries from running game, and I completed, I think, one pass to Alec Pierce, his only catch, his only target. They even said in the broadcast, Alec Pierce has been a big part of this Colts
not
passing
anymore.
Game playing vertically, but I'm not sure that he's going to see a lot of targets right now down the field. No. Philip Rivers on a mobile try to tell you, whatever his stats are, they're staying there.
I had Pittman, Pierce, and Tyler Warren on my team. I benched them all.
Good move.
Benched them all.
Good move.
You can't. I mean, just so. I mean,
Tyler Warren, you had to bench.
I had to bench Tyler Warren. Who he was great all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you knew.
Yeah.
And he didn't like Philip Rivers.
He couldn't even throw to the tight end.
They have 17 carries for Jonathan Taylor had 17 carries in the first half at one point.
Yeah.
17 carries.
Yeah. The guy who said Big Philly didn't get off the. You know, off the couch to go to hand the ball off. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
That was the smart. But that was the smartest thing they could do. Run the ball. Run the clock.
Hey,
let the defense.
They were a 14-point underdog yesterday, and they had a lead, and that game was a dogfight.
47 seconds.
The whole game was a dogfight. Yeah. I mean, the Colts actually led for much of the game.
Yeah,
and it was a miracle. I mean, the Colts had to hold them to six field goals. Well, five field goals for the game winner at six, but. We don't have those poverty concerns here with the Texans.
Oh,
That's just a fact.
Dell,
we have
can
an
you
all-pro,
stop him?
We have an all-pro kicker. When CJ, when you things do? Are going good
best
for
in
CJ,
the league.
He's special.
Nico said best in the league.
Nico said best in the league.
Best quarterback in the league. What are you talking? Why are you guys doubting Nico? Oh, the guy who caught a 57-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the
what
game?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means he's great.
And then another touchdown pass later?
That means he's great at ranking quarterbacks because he catches touchdown passes?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, fine. And who's the all-pro that you said? Is Kaimi?
Kaimi. He's all-pro-ish. He's all-pro-ish.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's never made a Pro Bowl.
But he's in the neighborhood of all-pro.
Well.
It's just you can only take one kicker. That's not fair.
Feels like a community that he has to ask for. Like, hey, I'm gonna meet up Brandon Aubrey.
Who has more 50-yard attempts than Kaimi?
Cam Little?
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. Who is the kicker this year?
Does Kaimi have to like
in the AFC?
Kaimi Fairbairn's actually been a really good kicker, other than 1 year.
He comes to the gate.
That happened to be the year right after Bill Gates.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing here? Is this the All Pro neighborhood? Yeah, are you here to meet Brandon Aubrey? Is that how he gets to the
All-Pro? Kaimi's only 6-10 from beyond this year.
He missed one yesterday. Well, I mean, it got blocked.
60%, yeah. Now, 60% used to be good beyond 50. Now it's considered eh.
It's embarrassing. 60%.
And he's only had a 57-yarder.
Wait a minute.
He's made every field goal other than his 50-yarders. Every kick 49 and under.
So
he's 27 of 27 under 50 yards.
Dicker is the only AFC kicker better percentage wise. He's at 94%.
I just told you he's 27 of 27 from under 50.
Yeah.
He's literally automatic under 50.
33 of 37 overall.
Yeah.
Jason Myers has been great. He's the. Oh, let's see.
Kaimi's got a chance to. Is Kaimi got a chance to be a Pro Bowler?
I'm going to take all that back. Nick Folk is,
old Nick Folk.
Nick Folk.
What's
is
he doing?
25 of 26 this year, 96%. Cameron Dicker, 94%. Well, actually, the leader in the league is Matthew Wright, Houston Texan.
But Kaimi
five of five.
But hold on, Kaimi Fairbairn is 27 of 27 from under 50, and then 6 of 10 from 50. Like, he's better than Nick Folk.
Is Nick Folk
Who does Nick Folk play for now?
He's a Jet.
Jets.
Nobody cares.
Is he all of his 50-yard field goals?
Now, Cameron Dicker is going to be the AFC kicker. Dicker the kicker is going to be the kicker for the AFC.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 34 and 36.
Kaimi Fairbairn last year.
Nick Folk is 7 of 8 beyond 50 this year.
You know, Kaimi was 4 of 6 beyond 50.
50 plus. Cameron Dicker is 5 of 6.
Here it is. The Houston Texans. How about this? You want to see how crazy this is? Since last year when the offense literally turned into a field goal factory, I'm gonna start in Bill O'Brien's 2017. These are 50-yard attempts for Kaimi Fairbairn. 3 of 4. I'm starting in 2017, working to current day. 3 of 4, 4 of 6, 3 of 6. That was a year that he wasn't as good. 4 of 6, 4 of 6, 6 of 6, 2022. D'Amico's first year, 23. Bobby Slowick, 5 of 6. Last year, 13 of 16. That's whenever there was always sacks and penalties, and they were stalling out. This year, he's kicked 10 50-yard. He's 6 of 10 this year. Like, 6 was the most and pretty much for the whole year, and now it's a they're constantly kicking 50-yard field
didn't
goals.
Try them as
26
much.
Attempts. No, they. I don't think they punted. I think they tried them more. I just think they
didn't. You said you only tried 6, right?
Well, they didn't move the ball as well during the Culley and Lovey years. So they didn't really move the ball to kick a lot of field goals anyway.
But that seems like a lot, 16.
His field goal attempts, his second year he had 42 field goal attempts. Last year he had 42 field goal attempts. This year is 37. I think 42's. I think it's within reach.
The only one in the league with more is Jason Myers of the Seahawks, 42. Fairbairn, 37. Dicker, 36. Aubrey, 35. Aubrey was bad last night, by the way.
Yep.
He missed a couple of bad ones last night.
That does not happen. And his field goal percentage for his career, Kaimi Fairbairn, 87%. It's really, really good. His field goal, how about this for his career? You want to hear something incredible? Because, you know, I have to look at kickers for special teams, too, so I'm kind of aware of what's good and what's not good. He's 54 of 66 beyond from 40 to 49. But that number over the last 3 years, 9 of 10, 2 of 10, 4 of 5, 9 of 9. So he's 18, 20. So he's 24 of 26 from 40 to 49 over the last 4 years. That's really, really good. From beyond 50, he's 30 of 38 beyond 50. 30 of 38 for
it's pretty good now, though. Guys are hitting 50 over 50 yarders consistently.
30 of 38, like he's treating that like it's a he's truly treating it like it's a 40-yard field goal. It's pretty incredible what Kyme Fairbairn's been able to do. Now, it says he hasn't kicked a 61. He kicked a 61-yarder in 2021, and if I remember correctly, that was against the Jags, I think. But he hasn't had a 60-yarder. That's his only 60-yard field goal. I thought he had kicked a 61. I thought he had kicked another 61-yarder, but I guess not.
All right.
Are you even playing pro football if you're not kicking 60-yard field goals?
No, you're not. No, not anymore. You're not Cam. Okay, Cam Little. That's just Cam Little's world, not yours.
Or Brandon Aubrey.
You
where he's halfway up the net on
how
a
60. How about you lose a game where you make a 60-yarder?
Yeah,
like
the
Colts
made a 60-yarder and still lost.
And lost the game.
Because they kicked that up. The kickoff was so terrible on
well,
that one.
Well, you know who's wonderful? Craig DeCerf.
Craig DeCerf is terrific. And Craig, what separates Craig DeCerf is he really – look, I'm going to tell you about some offers and things like that you need to hear about. I'm just telling you this. Craig said, you know, we really don't even – haggle price anymore. I just told the sales staff, you know, it's not really worth it. Let's just give people the best price we can possibly offer. This happened with me. I'm like, can I get lower on this? He goes, that's our lowest price is what we're doing. And we're coming in at really coming in at just what the sticker is. And actually just below the sticker, we're giving you our best offer right up front. We're not messing around with it. We want to get you the best trade-in value. We want you to get to take advantage of the APR rates that are out there right now, the dealer cashback incentives, Costco. People who are Costco, if you have a Costco membership, you're getting $1,000 off. If you have a corporate, then you get $1,250 off. And Texas residents getting discounts. Like, there's so many discounts available right now at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. But what separates them is their customer service, the amount that they give you for trade-in, and then the fact that they will find exactly what you're looking for with the interior and the exterior of the vehicle. You're going to get the perfect vehicle, and if there's something you want and they don't have it, they're going to make sure that they trade with another dealership to get it for you. That's the difference, taking care of you in customer service. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Just go to the website, Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com, or drive down to Angleton and save thousands.
ESPN 97.5. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Our penultimate segment here. AJ, you've been listening to this show. Is there anything you think we missed today that we have not hit on that would be important to our listeners?
Texans-wise, I think y'all covered everything. I mean, maybe just some more stuff around the league. Like, obviously, we know the injuries, Mahomes, Micah Parsons getting hurt, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't really talk very little about that. Lance, you think – well, we'll see. We're not diagnosing Pat Mahomes from here. But, yeah, Micah Parsons, I want to tell you, I don't know that I ever saw a sadder interview than Rashawn Gary about
was CJ ever interviewed about Tank Dell? Because that would have been sadder.
Watching CJ cry on the field.
Because he cares about him. They're like best
friends. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like best friends. But Rashawn Gary probably knew, there goes our – now, here's the difference. Pat Mahomes is a quarterback, so ACL is now 6 to 7 months. It's not a year or anything like that. It's, frankly, I was talking to an NFL personnel director who told me it's more like we were talking about a player in college. He's like, it's a five-month deal now. It's not even seven anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's five. He goes, dude, you have no idea how good these surgeries are now. Pat Mahomes, I'll bet she starts a season. Micah Parsons is an explosive guy.
Yeah.
So –
well, Pat's using his legs a lot now.
He does.
Yeah.
He does, but it's still not the explosive like.
And you know what? Guys come back fully from it.
Oh, no, they do. They do. It's not a game changer, but the recovery for a guy like Micah Parsons, who puts a lot of pressure and torque on his knee because of the amount of force he generates whenever he cuts, I'll bet you, so we're in December right now, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I'll bet you, well, he might start the season, but I could see him maybe on the PUP list next year to start off maybe or IR designated for early return, maybe miss two or three games next year. I don't think Pat Mahomes misses any time, but Mahomes for sure is an ACL, and they believe that unless something new has come out this morning, that Micah Parsons is going to end up being one also.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Hamstring injury for Davante Adams, and they've got a big game coming up against Seattle. Going to be a dogfight. I think those are the two best teams in the NFC.
You know, we don't talk about McDonald being a Coach of the Year candidate. What he's doing in Seattle is incredible.
Is it one Coach of the Year or is it per conference? It's just one coach, right?
One coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. He should be in the mix more.
He absolutely should be. And especially, they're tied with the Rams. It's with record. That's all they got. And right now, they're the fifth seed. They could be the one seed with a win. They will be the one seed with a win.
He led them to 10 wins last year, too. They just missed the playoffs with the tiebreakers.
Yeah. Dude,
he's a good coach.
It's a guy who was defense coordinator for Jim Harbaugh over with Michigan. Then he went to the Ravens. And now he's getting it done over there with Seattle. He's changed. You know, how are we going to do it with no DK Metcalf? Dude. And no Lockett. Smith and Jigba is way better than both those guys. Yeah. Smith and the improvement for Smith and Jigba into who he is now, like he's legitimately, and this always happens. I don't know what it is about wide receiver, but you can't hold the title for more than 2 years in a row. A best wide receiver.
Yeah.
It's been like this forever where nobody is like a consensus number one guy for 5-6 years.
It went from Jefferson to Jamar to now Njigba.
Yeah. 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 Jamar Jefferson were kind of – and then CeeDee Lamb was in the mix too last year and then this year.
Two years ago.
Yeah, I don't know Smith and Jigba, but I don't know – I mean, I don't know anyone better than him right now.
And I'll tell you this. We just saw the best tight end in football yesterday.
Oh, Trey McBride.
Trey McBride is the best.
He just toils in anonymity, but that dude set the NFL record for consecutive seasons with 100-yard catches. I mean, with 100 catches or more.
Yeah.
Never been done in NFL history. And he's the first to do it.
He's the best. He is the best in
football. Trey McBride is just – it's just like, ho-hum. If you're not in fantasy football, you don't even care about Trey McBride. But Trey McBride lit the Texans up. Man, he is so good. He is such – and one thing is when you have dominant – when you have swaggy pass catchers who are fearless and – like Tyler Warren was. You know, there's just certain guys, and Trey McBride was at Colorado State – there's certain guys that look a certain – that play the game a certain way. And look at this, man. 105 – he had – in his last two seasons, he's had 111 catches for 1,146 yards, and this year 105 catches for 1,071 yards. He should end up with more receiving yards and more receptions this year. He'll break his own – he'll go even higher than last year, and then he's got 10 receiving touchdowns this year.
He leads the league with 105 catches.
Yeah.
All right, Puka's second, Jamar Chase third, Smith and Jigba fourth, Amonra fifth. Trey McBride, tight end, leads the league with 105 receptions.
Has he signed
10 touchdowns?
Has he signed a contract extension?
I mean, holy crap.
Because if not, the Dodgers would like to pay him $100 this year and then the rest over 40 years.
Yeah, $70 million a year over 40. Yep. That's what the Dodgers will do.
He did sign an extension already. Smart. 4 years, $76 million. He signed it in April of last year. He's the highest paid tight end with $19 million. Annual salary, you know what? It's him. He is the best tight end.
Yep. Who leads the league in touchdown receptions? Davante Adams.
Yeah. He's had multiple games where he
now he was hurt, and so was Puka yesterday.
He got hurt yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. He was hurt.
Puka's had some injury issues.
Well, he's been there, but he's all Puka is something special. But Davante Adams has been a great pickup for that team. Great pickup. Yeah, they got a big one now, right? They play this week. Is it Rams Seahawks this
Puka
week?
Puka Nacua missed six games last year, and this year he has played and he'll miss. Well, you know what? I think he's only going to miss three games this year. Only two games, maybe. And he's averaging 100 when he plays. He's averaging 105 yards a game, and in an NFL where they don't, where it's not, the passing stats aren't as gaudy as they were just 3 or 4 years ago. 105 yards a game receiving for his career, he's averaging. Oh my God, his 93.7 yards per game is an all-time career record. Currently, he's only played 3 years. Nobody has averaged that much per game for their career. 93.7.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Not even really. Jerry Rice? None of no. Really.
Jerry played
a long time.
If you play a long time. You also.
Rams Seattle Thursday night. You think that's going to be any good?
It's going to be great.
Thursday night.
Good Thursday night game.
How about that? Finally, get a great. That's a great Thursday.
But even
night.
In Jerry Rice's prime, this just goes to show you. 98.1 led the league. 89.8 led the league. 92.7 didn't lead the league. 93.9 led the league. He only averaged 93.9, 93.7. Jerry Rice, for his career, averaged 75.6 yards per game.
Really?
But had he shut it down after, you know, had he shut it down after 10 years, that number would have been closer to high 80s.
Yeah. By the way, Texans and Vegas. 3:25 game this week. Not a noon game.
In Houston?
In Houston. 3:25 for whatever reason.
Oh, because Raiders fans.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Well, but they play early games.
They're Las Vegas. But there's only going to be so many late games. They probably need to have some late games.
Yeah.
And plus, it's better
for
Houston.
Yeah, because you've got two Saturday games this week.
Don't you like it better?
Yeah, yeah.
Houston fans, absolutely. You don't have to – yeah.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
You're going to be the spotlight game in the afternoon. So, well, I don't know who else was playing. You'll be one of them.
More Coors Lights before the game. That's all. That's the way I look at it. More Coors Lights before the game. All right, we're breaking it. We appreciate you. We appreciate the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We are here. We're going to be here again tomorrow. If you can run on by today, come on. You want to play a little poker? I'll be in there. If you want, you want to stop on by. It's a little cold out, so you can't work outside. You might as well come to the Golden Nugget.
Did you see where last week Cam Newton was offended that the Colts didn't call him? That's like us being offended when McAfee's off and they don't. How do we not get the call to host his show? What the hell? I'm offended. Like, no one wants you anymore, Cam. You were bad at the end of your career anyway, and you're not a team guy. No thanks.
He might be able to throw better than Philly.
Oh, 100% better than Philly. Right. And you know what? If we're being honest.
You're right. I would be offended, too, if I was him.
Actually, you could have snapped it to him. He could have taken some direct snaps and run.
Yeah. I mean, Philly.
Now, he wouldn't have completed any passes, but. Because he's too wild and he wasn't very – yeah. I mean, Phillip Rivers is – God, that would have been one of the most incredible wins in NFL history.
Yeah.
Had a 44-year-old engineer to win.
Well, how about Sam Ehlinger was asked if he would get off the practice squad and wanted to go, and he said no. He didn't want to go.
What do you mean?
Sam Ehlinger.
What do you mean didn't want to go?
Didn't
is Sam
go?
On their practice squad?
No, he's not on their practice squad. You can take anybody.
Oh, they
anything.
Ask him.
Yeah.
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 Wow. He's like, man, F those Colts.
Yeah. he was on the Colts.
I know, but not the that's what I'm saying. Now he's like, it's on for life, Ballard.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Come on, Sam. Don't be mad. Stop being so sensitive.
Yeah, he's with the Broncos now. And he's like, hey, do you wanna go?
No, I guess we'll go to the 44-year-old who hadn't played in 5 years, but who talks to Shane Steichen every week about the offense because he runs it for his high school.
Do practice squad guys get Super Bowl rings?
Yeah.
I don't think we have to worry
Sam
about
Ehlinger
that.
Sam Ehlinger was like, going to Indy, I got a chance at a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, playoff shares for sure.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, no, practice squad guys don't get playoff shares.
But does he get a ring?
Yeah, he probably, I don't know. That's a good
He's in the organization, why wouldn't he?
I'm staying.
But is he?
Yeah, he is. Yes, yes, he's in the organization. He's going to get a ring. Yes. I would imagine.
The practice squad players get a Super Bowl ring? Yes.
Yes,
they typically receive.
Sam Ehlinger,
oh, he's not leaving.
I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get me a ring. Play for the Colts.
Oh, how about this?
Play for the Colts. Back up for the Colts.
Though probably. It can be a ring of lesser value than those of active players and coaches. You get a poverty ring. That's what you get, Sam.
All right. You get to talk right now about M and J, Michael Jordan.
good. M&J Electrical and Supplies. M&J is what I like about them is that they are able to go in and take out all of the old electrical, the switchers and the switchboards and everything, the fuses and everything that is from an old wiring standpoint. You know, a lot of times what M&J will do is they'll go in, they take it out for you professionally. When they take it out, they keep it intact, and then they refurbish and will sell. So people who are looking to get a job done, they say, well, we got to get our job done, but we're sitting here waiting forever for the electrical supplies from our supplier. Not with M&J. At M&J, they are able to get you taken care of very, very quickly. They have brand new equipment. They have refurbished equipment. They cut down on your lead time. But more importantly, well, I think this is important, just as important. If you are a contractor, an electrical contractor, or just a standard contractor, they will take out all of that old electrical and give you big cash for it. We're not talking about scrap. You're getting actual cash for your electrical, and good cash and good payouts and not scrap. So make sure that you go with M&J. They've been in the business for years and years. Sales at M&J Electrical Supply.com is how you can reach out to them. They'll come out there, they'll take out all the old electrical, they'll give you cash, and you don't get scrap prices. It's M&J Electrical and Supply.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. An 86-year-old man was fined over $300 for littering because he spit out a leaf that blew into his mouth. It was later appeal, the fine was reduced. Should he have spit or swallowed the leaf?
Jeez.
That's a question. If you spit, it's a $300 fine.
I don't let the record reflect right now. I don't have headphones on.
No, everyone knows you don't have headphones on.
I don't have headphones on. I've got them off.
I'm asking you a question. Should he have spit it out or not?
Spit it out. Next question.
Well, he got fined $300. Or he got, oh. I mean, he got a ticket for it.
Oh, well.
What do you mean, oh, well?
Oh, well.
He should have just swallowed it.
Pause.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, pause. That's right.
A DoorDash driver was caught spraying a substance onto food. She bizarrely claimed that she was aiming at a spider. Do you think... You want these DoorDash drivers? I don't know if I can trust them. If you want to know the truth,
you never could.
No, they're eating your fries, right?
If you're lucky, there's a reason that your bag should be
totally sealed,
stapled. Yeah, because I would get some of your fries.
You,
I'm being honest.
Definitely.
You can't be a DoorDash
driver. If I'm being honest, because here's what's happened: by the time it gets to you, it's going to be steamed anyway. You know those people. Put them in containers. That's why your containers are supposed to have holes in it, so it lets the steam out so your fries don't get steamed. And if they're hot and crunchy, like somebody needs to eat them while they still have some crunch to them.
Yeah.
Somebody. Might as well be me.
That you?
I'll just get two of them. I'm not getting the whole thing. I'll just two. But if I do 20 trips with 20, you know, with 2 times
you
20
can't
is 40
be a
fries.
You know how much you'd weigh?
It would be the best.
What? He wouldn't be able to deliver because people would always notice. Why is my bag open? Why is my bag? He would get. I don't know how they rate you, right? So at some point,
yeah,
he wouldn't be able to work.
Lance, D minus DoorDash driver. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
He would definitely not make some deliveries as my way. No. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
I got Mason on. I got to take Mason to the airport or something.
Mason's already texting from the airport out. The people next to him smell. He's going to fart on their food. Like, I would never want him to be a DoorDash driver.
No.
I promise you that.
I don't want any of your kids as a DoorDash driver.
I'm going to get this this fart smell in your face. Like, why are you texting me this?
Your dad?
I know.
Well,
WTF, someone farted his revenge. It stinks. Like, what
kind of relationship do they have?
What is this? It's and to me and his mom. He even used the word a-hole. He doesn't cuss in front of us.
Oh, He doesn't cuss. He doesn't cuss in front of you?
No.
Oh, Frankie did all the time. She had a filthy flarn mouth. We're done. Look what time it is. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. He wants us to keep going.
You're still late. I mean, what are you applauding yourself for? It's still 10 o'clock.
What if you have a spot here? You don't have it. You don't have a sponsor. We're done. Want to thank the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. How awesome it is. How awesome the DraftKings Sportsbook is. Me, Del, Lance, we're all, and John Chill, we're all going to watch a game in here tonight.
Ooh, people tell
and we're
going to
eat.
Man.
We're going to eat more corn dogs. Tell have a good time. Well, hey, I told you we'll have separate chairs, though. Okay,
we're not going to sit in the same. The same
I told you we would have separate chairs.
Why would anyone share the same?
That's
chair?
All. I have no idea. All I'm saying is it
who's
will.
Sitting
be,
on whose lap?
We
what
will be.
About?
We will be in separate chairs tonight, watching the Miami Pittsburgh game.
Separate rooms too.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.